Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Boy, I just got done doing a whiteboard video, and Josh pointed out the fact that the DXY is up over 106. That is just incredible news. It's tough for me to even get my head around. So I hadn't looked at the CNBC homepage today, so I went over there and checked things out, and holy cow, you've got the stock market. I don't know if I'd use the word collapsing. I don't know if I'd be that strong, but who knows what it'll do throughout the rest of the day. But you see oil now under $100 a barrel, and gold is just completely tanking. So let's go over to the CNBC homepage right now and check out what's happening, and then try to think through what the markets are telling us about inflation, deflation, disinflation, and the rest of 2022. And potentially the Fed hiking rates. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So let's dive right into the homepage, or get over to the homepage ASAP. And this is, let me refresh. Okay, so we've got the Dow down 546 points, but that's not what the big news is in my mind. I mean, look at oil down almost 8% today. 8%. That is the oil market telling you that they think there's going to be far, 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 far less demand in the next, call it 6 months. But it doesn't end there. Let's look at gold. Gold is down $33, down below 1800 to 1768. The gold market telling you the same thing. What it's telling you is recession. And maybe not even an inflationary recession. Maybe it's a disinflationary recession. Potentially, what the gold market is telling you is it might even be a deflationary depression. Now, I have said that my base case is we see some disinflation in Q3, Q4. But I said that I think the probabilities of deflation, where prices are actually going lower, consumer prices, I'm not talking about asset prices. I've said the probability, in my opinion, is very low. But what the markets are telling us is that the probability might be a lot higher than I thought, even though I still wouldn't change my base case. And what's interesting is I didn't even know any of this was happening. And the video I did this morning, the whiteboard video, I can read it to you right here. The title is, Are You Prepared for Deflation? And I basically, the gist of the whiteboard video is I say this isn't my base case, but I can make a strong, strong argument how we could see a 1940s type of setup. And if you guys remember the chart I'm referring to, that's when the CPI got up to 19.5% in 1947. And then 2 to 3 years later, it was negative 3%, meaning we went from 19% inflation to 3% deflation. So just to be super, super clear, because I know everyone is going to say, oh, George, you were just talking about stagflation. Now you flip-flop all the time. No, look, I'm not saying my base case has changed. I'm saying that the probabilities of deflation, in my mind, have increased due to what the markets are telling me. The dollar, the stock market, the oil market, the commodities market, and definitely gold. Now, it could be that I would attach the probabilities at going from 10%, now we're at 20%, maybe 5% to 10%. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. But I think what is important, the lesson here, is we can't get too dogmatic in what we believe will happen. You know, burying your head in the sand as an ostrich, or just ignorance is bliss, that is not an investment strategy. Like Jim Rogers says, that's the quick way to the poorhouse. So whether we think there's going to be inflation or stagflation or whatever, we've got to pay attention to what the markets are telling us and not just bury our head in the sand. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden, and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Okay, so what is the NASDAQ doing?
Yield curve is one basis point away from inverting again.
Is that the twos and tens, Josh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we'll check that out in just a moment here. But let's look at crypto. NASDAQ pretty much flat. So Bitcoin, okay, down 1%. So not too many surprises there. But let's go over to the 10-year. Oh my gosh, yeah. Wow. Trading at 2.78%. I mean, just a week ago or so, it was over 3%. In fact, it was, and when the Fed raised rates, what was that, 2-3 weeks ago, whatever? It was at 3.3, maybe 3.4, and it's basically gone straight down since then. And here you go. Even CNBC is pointing out the 10-year Treasury yield slips as recession fears rattle the market. So now let's go over to the 2-year, which, oh my gosh, yeah, it's less than that, Josh. Now they're the same. 2.78 on the 2-year. I'm assuming this is real-time data. And 2.78. So 2.787 and 2.784.
Right now, the 5 years.
Yeah, now it just went down. You see it, Josh? It went just from 2.784 to 2.6. Now that it's flat, it's even. So we could very well see an inversion. I mean, we'll most likely see an inversion today. So again, that's kind of the breaking news that I wanted to go over with you guys. Main takeaways here, stock market down. I would assume commodity prices are down. Actually, let me go look at that really quick. That's important. So let's look at, they might have that with gold. Yeah, here we go. Silver down, copper down, platinum down, palladium down. Well, copper is down. I think it's safe to say that the majority of commodities are down as well, especially if oil has just collapsed. So copper down, yeah, basically 5% today, which is great news because that's, I hope it goes down a lot further. A good buying opportunity. But the main takeaway is the market is once again just screaming recession and potentially even worse. And I guess the question then becomes, okay, are we going to see an inflationary recession, a disinflationary recession, or potentially even a deflationary recession? I think this is what we really need to be thinking through. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.